Okay, if you're a man and on the short side and you've got some French under your belt, the remote island of St. Helena may have a gig for you. The British territory is right in the middle of the South Atlantic, and it's looking for a Napoleon impersonator. Yeah, Bonaparte, not dynamite. We're talking French dictators here.
So Napoleon, his final exile was to St. Helena Island. It was in 1815 that he was exiled here, and he died here in 1821.
Justine Green works for St. Helena's tourism office. Next month, the island will kick off a series of events leading up to the bicentenary of Napoleon's death.
So we would be looking for an impersonator to dress as Napoleon, just to add a little flavor to the events that we're holding.
Yeah, I think it'll add a lot of flavor. I'm surprised, though, that there hasn't been on St. Helena a Napoleon impersonator before.
We did have one. The suit that we have is actually custom made to him. But unfortunately, him and his family relocated to the UK earlier this year. So that's why now we're looking for a new impersonator.
Who's going to be the ideal candidate for the job?
So we've been looking for somebody who is obviously interested in Napoleon, somebody who fits the suit, obviously, and is, you know, willing to play the role, really, just be willing to engage with the local community and our visitors at these events.
Have you gotten a lot of applications?
We've had quite a few, actually, from quite a few places in the world that we were not expecting at all. The advert went out locally. It got put on social media to try and get, you know, as much reach locally as possible, and it's gone international.
So, Justine, aside from playing dress-up every day as Napoleon during this bicentennial, what are some of the benefits of living on the island of St. Helena? I mean, we think of islands as tropical paradises.
Yeah. We don't have white sandy beaches, but St. Helena is quite unique. We've got subtropical weather all year round. We've got some of the best whale shark diving around. It's just an incredible place. I know I'm a bit biased, but it really is.
So you've also got a Napoleon Museum in St. Helena. Is that a popular draw for tourists?
Yes, it is quite popular. It is actually his previous residence, well, his last residence on the island, Longwood House. We also have his tomb where he was first buried before they exhumed his body.
Right. He was exhumed and then taken back to Paris, right?
Yes, that's right.
Justine Green with the St. Helena Tourism Office. If you want to apply for the Napoleon impersonator gig, you've got until September 27th. Justine, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.